What if everything you've been told about your restless mind is wrong? That fidgeting in meetings, those racing thoughts at 3 a.m., the way you can lose yourself in a project for 12 hours straight but can't sit through a single boring presentation? What if these aren't flaws to fix, but signals of something extraordinary? Peter Shankman didn't discover this truth in a textbook. He found it after a painful breakup when his therapist literally threw a book at him. Reading it felt like looking into a mirror for the first time, every page describing patterns he'd lived but never understood. The revelation was simple yet profound. His brain wasn't broken. It was faster than normal. And in a world increasingly built for conformity, that difference is pure power. Here's the paradox. The same brain that hyper-focuses on building a business for 18 hours will forget where you parked. You'll radiate confidence pitching to investors, then spiral over a vague text. You'll generate 10 brilliant ideas before breakfast, but struggle with a simple expense report. This isn't inconsistency. It's how the ADHD brain operates. The science is fascinating. Your brain doesn't naturally produce sufficient dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline, neurochemicals that maintain focus and attention. So it constantly seeks these chemicals elsewhere. That's why you're drawn to extreme sports, entrepreneurship, public speaking, or creative pursuits. During these activities, your brain floods with the chemicals it craves, creating natural highs and extraordinary focus. You're not seeking thrills for fun, you're self-medicating. Think about who founded America. Not cautious planners content with the status quo, but risk-takers who defied their king and conventional wisdom. Classic ADHD behavior. The traits that got you in trouble at school, questioning authority, thinking outside boxes, taking calculated risks, become invaluable assets when properly channeled. Einstein struggled in traditional education, but revolutionized physics. Edison was called addled by teachers, but became one of history's greatest inventors. Disney was fired for lacking imagination. These people didn't succeed despite their differences, they succeeded because of them. Forget willpower. Faster than normal brains need rituals, not discipline. Build consistent behaviors that become automatic through repetition, not motivation. The trick? Focus on the feeling after completing your ritual, not the difficulty of starting. When that 5 a.m. alarm screams, visualize the post-workout endorphin rush, the productive day ahead, the satisfied glow tonight. Or play the tape forward. Imagine feeling sluggish all day, falling behind, the weight of broken promises. After 3 to 4 weeks, your brain remembers the good feeling and starts craving more. The neurological reward system associates the ritual with pleasure, like craving your favorite foods. You're training your brain to crave productivity the way it craves sugar or social validation. This is why Shankman sleeps in his workout clothes, not from willpower, but by eliminating a decision point that could derail his morning. He prepares everything the night before. By removing friction, he makes the desired behavior the path of least resistance. This extends everywhere. Automatic bill payments eliminate forgotten deadlines. Standard grocery lists prevent decision fatigue. Time blocks create structure without rigidity. You're not becoming more normal, you're building a life that accommodates and leverages your unique cognitive style. Imagine a medication that improves focus, enhances mood, boosts creativity, and has virtually no side effects. That medication exists. It's called exercise, and for the ADHD brain, it's non-negotiable. Exercise fundamentally changes your brain chemistry, releasing the exact chemicals it craves, dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline. Until about 200 years ago, humans moved constantly, hunting, gathering, farming, walking miles daily. Our sedentary modern lifestyle is profoundly unnatural, especially for ADHD brains. You're not lazy for struggling to sit still. You're fighting millions of years of evolution. Shankman isn't suggesting marathons. He's talking about 20 minutes of daily movement through exercise snacking, short bursts throughout your day. Before boring meetings, he walks around buildings. During calls, he paces or does wall sits. These micro sessions provide immediate cognitive benefits. The research is overwhelming. Studies show significant ADHD symptom improvements after just a 20-minute walk, especially in nature. Green exercise combines movement's neurochemical advantages with nature's calming effects. Consider Shankman's experience. After his daughter was born, he neglected exercise. Within months, he'd gained weight, increased drinking, and his ADHD symptoms became unmanageable. After a 2 a.m. wake-up call, seeing his unrecognizable reflection, he committed to change. Within weeks of regular exercise, his symptoms became manageable, his mood improved, productivity soared. For the ADHD brain, movement isn't optional. It's essential maintenance. Here's the paradox. Airplanes represent ultimate freedom, yet complete constraint. Managing ADHD requires similar structure. These aren't suggestions, but essential guardrails preventing rapid downward spirals. First, eliminate unnecessary choices. Shankman maintains a simple wardrobe system, preventing the ADHD spiral that begins with selecting clothes, triggering memories, leading to cleaning sprees, ultimately causing missed meetings. Like Zuckerberg's hoodies or Obama's limited suits, eliminating minor choices preserves mental energy for decisions that truly matter. Second, focus on nutrition. Despite contradictory advice, eating habits significantly impact ADHD management. The consensus? Clean eating, avoiding processed foods with numerous additives. Shankman's guideline, if my grandmother wouldn't have recognized it as food when she was 10, I'll try not to eat it. Combined with intermittent fasting, this approach helped him drop 50 pounds and focus his ADHD like a laser. Third, prioritize sleep. Shankman once wore sleep deprivation as a badge of honor, but now recognizes this was deeply misguided. Studies show ADHD is magnified by lack of sleep, affecting focus, mood, and concentration while increasing impulsivity. He now maintains strict sleep hygiene, 9 p.m. bedtime, phone off, blackout shades, tracking sleep data. These rules aren't restrictions, they're liberation, enabling your best self to emerge. Like the protagonist in The Greatest American Hero who had superpowers but lost the instruction manual, those with ADHD must learn through trial and error how to harness their gifts. Understanding yourself becomes your greatest asset. Know what triggers you, what improves your mood, what can destroy you. This self-knowledge allows you to control emotional responses rather than react impulsively. Your ADHD brain processes information differently but effectively, allowing you to quickly determine what matters. Like the fool in the Fisher King story who simply gave water to the thirsty king when all the wise men couldn't find the Holy Grail, you see solutions others miss because you process things differently. The traits that got you in trouble as a child, questioning everything, thinking differently, taking risks, become the foundation for extraordinary success when properly channeled. Your brain runs at 120 miles per hour, 37 hours a day. Yes, it creates additional drama. Yes, it requires unique solutions. But once you find those solutions, you discover the massive straight stretch of highway where faster than normal brains truly shine. You're not broken. You're faster than normal. And in a world that rewards innovation, creativity, and bold thinking, that's exactly what you need to be. Stop apologizing for your difference. Start weaponizing it.